Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and Mr. Wayne Cotto, our new co-host here and running the board today and all-around good guy. Not retired, but he is retired. Yeah.
Not retired.
Yeah, he's retired. He's retired, guys, yeah. I know.
Well, this is his retirement job.
Sure,
right,
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we hired him here on Let's Talk Hookup. He's like a one-man band for Let's Talk Hookup, and we appreciate his support, too. Hey, this is us today.
Yeah, man.
It's the three of us here talking fishing, and you, of course, very important part of that fishing. And we're having fun right next to the world, in the world headquarters next to the very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma, with lots of fish on the slab there going out, and lots of beautiful weather, flat calm this week, right?
I have a day off today, and when I was walking up to stairs to the world headquarters, and I looked over at how busy those boys were, I was not bummed that today was my day to sneak away, because, yeah, they've got a very busy one. It's going to be a busy day today with all the boats going and all the great fishing, and it's just fun. This is it, man. This is the time that we live for. This is mid-August. The fish are biting. It's good times. And, yeah, everything is really good. We're having a great time here on the show this morning. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup for the second full hour. We want to hear from you. The only way to do it for the second hour is through the Let's Talk Hookup app by sending a text into the show. So the only way you can send those texts is through that app. It's very easy. Once you open the Let's Talk Hookup app, as soon as you scroll down, one of the first tabs you'll see is text the show. Open it up. Send in your text message questions. Make sure that you include your phone number as well as your name, so we can get a hold of you in case you win today's big prize. And we talked about it already. What a killer prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller or texter, and again, as always, it's going to be decided by the coin flip at the end of the show today, is going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell from Point Loma Sport Fishing. Plus, you're going to get a free car wash from our friends over at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Early in the show, Pete told us about it. They installed a state-of-the-art car wash system at Summit. And it is incredibly inexpensive, just like anything they do. Ice there is half the price of everyone else. Fuel is half the price of everyone else. Well, no surprise, so is the car wash. You know, it is a very, very advanced, what you would normally spend 15 or 20 bucks for. But no, it's Summit, so you only spend $6 for it. It's awesome.
Here's the other inside scoop on that is 89 cents for a Haagen-Dazs ice cream bar.
I mean, dude,
I mean, not that I'm going to be eating that, you know.
I'm very impressed that you were willing to say that on the air with Lolly listening. Like, I'm impressed that you let that one slip. Yeah, okay,
right,
then you're all right there. Hey, we're having a great time here this morning, man. Send those texts in. It's been a very busy morning already, but we got another full hour of great text messages coming your way. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And time for the catch report, Rick.
That it is, man. We got him. He is standing by, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has the fishdope.com report today. And as always, it's sponsored by our fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today. And speaking of reservations, I got a quick story. Again, we talked about having the boys. I haven't been able to go long-range fishing in a couple of years, and I had a great buddy, Ken Morris, you know, one of the docs that's been on the show a bunch of time, one of our fishing positions. He had a great 8-day trip they just came back from on the Intrepid. Was nice enough to have extra fish, and I was talking to Marilee at Fisherman's Processing. I made a reservation for myself on his trip. They took care of everything. He said, hey, man, I got some extras if you want some. So I made a reservation under Rick. He just dropped a couple of his fish off, a nice wahoo and a nice tuna.
Sweet.
It went to Fisherman's Processing completely under my name, my reservation, the way I wanted to deal with it.
Right.
All done, cut, packed. It's just perfect. Like,
yeah.
They make everything so easy. Like, they are.
So the point is, if you have friends going on land-grade trips, you can make that arrangement with them. I do it all the time.
It was
so
easy.
Hey, can I get a tuna from your trip? Because a lot of times people have enough, right?
And how nice for them not to have to deal with it, or not to have to pay, or trying to break down, okay, my processing bill was $400, you owe me $75. It was just, it was nothing. All he did was slide a couple of fish over to those guys. They took care of everything else, and then I get to go down and pick up my fish my way. Sweet. He doesn't have to worry about incurring any cost. It was so cool.
Well, and that's what the Fishman's Processing has, the staffing to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
And that's why they can get that same-day stuff out so fast. Make your reservations early, because you can be the first one out the door.
Big reason I used it, too, is I'm going to share some of that tuna with our friend Bill DePriest, who's out in Idaho
now.
And Fisherman's Processing makes it insanely easy to take care of the shipping part of it. I didn't want same day, because I want it to be frozen solid so that it makes the shipping back there. So
they'll ship it for you.
Exactly. They cut it, ship it. Literally, it would have already happened, but I'm going to slide a couple of fish that we brought back from Alaska into the... So they're, like, waiting on me. They said, you know, the box is already ready. Right. I'm going to throw a couple of things in there. Give us the address. Boom. Everything's taken care of. It shows up on somebody else's door.
Bill's going to be a happy guy.
Everything about those guys is easy living. They're the best, man. Yeah. I love them.
Fisherman's Processing.
Yep, no doubt.
The only one.
Well, speaking of good fishing, let's find out what's going on. He's standing by. Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Wayne. God, you made that whole scenario with the fish processing sound so easy, and it's just so amazing compared to the way it used to be.
Right?
This is awesome nowadays. Oh, my God. But I do miss being able to trade for cans, you know. I love them at canned albacore, but whatever. So, guys, I got to tell you, it's been a pretty interesting week offshore for sure. And right now, here's a heads up, guys. There are some huge thunderstorms moving up through our coastal waters. More forecasts to continue through later today. But there's a monstrous complex that's kind of centered around Clemente, a little above Clemente now, that stretches all the way down to Ensenada, moving right through the tuna zone. I talked to Danny from Fishtrope just a little bit ago. He said on his lightning app that he has, he said just incredible amounts of lightning coming down right there in that tuna zone. So I hope everybody was like running for cover and being smart about that, because that's not something we see much of here in this area. So be careful out there, guys. Out there at Nicholas, you know, that weather is always the issue, has been this year for sure. You know, but man, in between the breezes, there's been some really good sea bass fishing. It looks like it's calmed down out there and they're biting again. Few yellows and halibut mixed in also. Same setup at Santa Barbara Island. Squid there at that island, both sides, and yellows and sea bass on it. At Catalina, you know, Catalina, it's kind of status quo. That island always slumps midsummer, and it's slumping a little bit for sure. There are some nice yellows scattered around on all the structure spots, front and back. And there's still quite a bit of squid around, backside east mostly. Not floating so well, but if you got a good snagging setup, you can snag a tank full with no problem at all. And then at Clemente, still cranking out those big yellows, mostly from the bait grounds in the cove, but a couple spots up the back. For the big ones, smaller fish on the front, and lots of calico bass. Calico bass fishing is really good over there. Right now, along the coast, calico bass fishing is on the horseshoe here. It's been the best it's been in years. That water's warm and it's clean, and the guys are saying looking down is like looking into an aquarium with all the fish swimming around in the clean water. It's just awesome when it gets like that. There's also been a few local yellows out there in that same area because of that warm, clean water. So hopefully we see some fall fishing like on the 150 and the horseshoe proper. Maybe we'll see some of that yellowtail biting this fall. For some marlin action, it's been pretty good. You know, it's kind of getting started about this time of year as normal. Pretty good around Catalina, the sector from Avalon Bank up the front, off a long point up toward the 270 there. That's all had some scattered fish there. But, boy, there's some good scores that came out of there a few days back for sure. And you guys, when you're looking for mackerels right now, the mackerel fishing's been tough everywhere, all up and down the coast. But the offshore kelp patties, normally are loaded, and this year they've been loaded. Past few years, not so much, but God, this year, I mean, we stopped on a kelp the other day and loaded up on just beautiful 6 to 8 inch mackerels. And I'm hearing that all up and down the coast that stuff's around. So that's a good way to make some bait if the receivers aren't helping you out. And I want to shift gears here just a little bit.
Okay.
I want to offer a shameless plug. on
all
something.
All right. We love shameless plugs.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always talk about all this cool offshore fishing. And, you know, realistically, you know, not everybody's got the perfect boat to do it. Well, I'm telling you what, my friend Mike is being forced into selling this beautiful, slightly used, you know, we got a few hours on it, but 27-foot Proline, 300 Yamaha, fully equipped. I mean, I've been fishing on this boat for almost 10 years now. It's got a lot of cool stuff, and it has done everything there is to do, with the exception of catching swordfish, but caught tons of yellows, sea bass at the islands, tuna and marlin offshore. You can go anchor on Desperation Reef, which we have many times. You know, it's got the gear to do what you want to do. And we got a highly motivated seller because we got something new on the way.
Hey.
And we need it out of it. Yeah, we got something coming. Probably by this time next week, I'll have that report on what's coming. But you guys want a really cool little boat that is turned, I mean, we just put fuel in. It's full fuel right now because we were going to go tomorrow. It's just a sweet little deal at a very reasonable price. So here's a phone number for you. Area code 714-227-0378. This is Mike Harrison. He's a super good guy and would just love to talk to you if you want a little boat that's ready to go fishing right now.
Yeah, cool. Mark, you could probably, if they call you, they could probably, you could fill them in on the boat too. Because you spent many hours on it.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how many hours. We have seen some amazing things on that boat. You know, because of my background, you know, I got this call that I just got to be way offshore. And we've been way offshore and weather on that thing when we shouldn't have been. But, yeah, we've done a lot of good stuff and caught a lot of fish. But, you know, we just got to make room for this next boat that's hopefully coming here really soon.
There you go. Good, Mark. Great, great report. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys.
Oh, you know, I should mention, though, that FishDope.com, $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUP. Now, they keep you track of the bait. They know all the bait situations. They keep track of where the fish are and where the thunderstorms are, obviously, too, right?
Hell, if they're keeping track of the lightning strikes, you don't need to worry about anything else. They're keeping track of everything.
Yeah, and where to hold your graphite rod.
You guys should pull up the radar and look at that complex. I mean, it's not just one little blurb. It's like the real deal.
That's wild, man. I had no idea. It's so nice here on the beach. And, like, we're at the world headquarters. I wouldn't have even thought about it until you said so. And then you look up, like, how's Army?
Oh, yeah, there's like a big puppy thunder
clouds. Yeah, I guess you're right, man. Well, a great report, dude. As always, Mark. We sure appreciate you keeping us such in the loop.
That's my pleasure, man. I have so much fun doing this. And we've been doing it for a while, haven't we, Pete?
Yes, we have. Well, we're coming up on 34 years in about 2 weeks.
How crazy is that?
34 years.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. 34 years.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, appreciate that report, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
See you, Mark.
Right. Thanks, Mark. Okay. Rosie Flowers, Cedro Sport Fishing. What's up, Rosie?
Hey, Rosie.
Well, I'm just giggling because up here on the ranch, Ricky, you've been up to our ranch before. Wayne's been up to the ranch before. We had some thunder and lightning this morning.
Oh, well, there you go. So he wasn't lying.
He was lying. I was like, what the heck is that? And all of a sudden I walk outside and it's like, oh, look at those big drops. Oh, there's some more thunder. So there you have it. So, well, I was listening to Mark and he said Catalina had a little bit of a slump. Well, last week, Sator's had a little bit of a slump and, my husband and son were down there during that slump. But even during the slump, they still did manage crazy to catch some really great white sea bass. And the white sea bass are, you know, they're biting on, you know, the white flukes, the white swim baits, you know, dropper loop. You know, I don't say they're biting on just about everything, but if you're patient, they're biting on just about everything. You know, this week, last week the water had turned green a little bit. This week it's beautiful blue again. And it, you know, the yellowtail are biting. Surface iron is back on again. You know, the mint and white, the blue and white. That ASCO jig Jeff was telling me about did very well for him down there.
The swimmer, okay.
Yeah, it really did. And it was that mint and white kind of swimmer that just really did well. Every cast got bit.
Cool.
Every cast got bit. So that was good. I said, I told him before he went down, tie a good knot, honey, tie a good knot. but there you go. I have to give, you know, I mean, Mark got a plug. I got to give a shameless plug too here to our son. Our son was down last week. He caught his personal best halibut, a little over 30 pounds. I think it was 32 pounds. His personal best yellowtail at 40 pounds and his personal best calico bass at 8.2 pounds. So proud of Zachary. He just had one heck of a trip. The weather's been pretty good down there. We've been having a little bit of fog in the morning, but everything's settling in nice for our fall fishing starting here in September coming up. And couldn't be better, guys.
Yes, after
starting
this.
To work on that 2026 schedule.
Rosie,
yeah.
We're excited. I know, like you said, Cedros is one of those magical places that in a slump, it's still some of the best fishing you've ever had ever. So
yeah,
when
we had that big Tommy P premiere movie the other day watching Wayne and Tommy in action down at Cedros Sport Fishing.
And Bucky.
Bucky, yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and Tommy, God bless him, he bought us a little DVD player and burned off a DVD for us. And it's down in the casita, and I told the guys, play it while you're down there. So
who has a DVD player other than Tommy? I mean, is Tommy the only one that has a DVD player?
Tommy went and bought us a brand new one. You should see the size of this thing. It's just like, it all it does is just hold the disc.
That's pretty cool.
But, yeah, it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
There you go.
Well, great job, Rosie. Glad to hear good fishing. If somebody wants to sneak in, get one of the remaining spots this year, or better yet, take advantage when the new schedule does come out for 26, how do we find you?
Give me a buzz. Phone number for me is 619-772-7570. Check out the schedule at cedrosportfishing.com. But give me a buzz, and we'll go through everything you need to know.
Thanks,
right?
Rosie.
Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. Bye.
All right. Thanks. A bonus round here. A blast from the past.
Hey, who do we got?
The past man, Richard Castaneda.
All right.
Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, boys. You guys just sound as good as usual.
Oh, man. We miss you here,
totally,
cast man.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, I'm doing a lot of traveling, a lot of cruising, a lot of fishing. And
yeah.
Just got back from Tropic Star Lodge down in Panama that Dr. Gary Furness, the ring doctor, has been after me to go. And so I finally said, all right, let's do it. And myself and Bernie Bernard, they're from San Diego, and Doc and his daughter, Alaya, went down and we fished we fished 4 days. Really kind of, it's such a great operation. I have never been to a lodge that is situated in such an ideal place. It's right on the Panamanian-Colombia border, and it's a gorgeous lodge. Food was fabulous, probably even better some of the Alaska lodges that I've been to.
Wow.
And the fishing was phenomenal. They've got probably the largest fleet of those 31-foot Bertrams, those real low-profile ones. I don't know the exact model. Twin engine, and they redo these things completely. When they rebuild them, they take them right down to the paint, to the wiring, everything. And these boats are just like brand new, twin engine. And we fished a reef there called the Zane Grey Reef.
Huh.
It's about a 40-minute run from the lodge. And I've never seen so many bonita in one area. I mean, it was just incredible amount of bait. And so, of course, we started off trolling for live bonita. In that same area, the marlin fishing, probably one of the best places in the world to fish marlin. Not only blacks, blues, but also plenty of sailfish. And anyway, in the 4 days of fishing that we were there, we caught 2 blacks, 6 blues, 11 sailfish. We had 4 yellowfin tuna. I happened to have the biggest one at about 60 pounds.
Nice.
You know, it comes natural for me.
Of course it does, yeah. Yeah. You still want to pull on those at 85?
Yeah, I'm still pulling, you know. The secret, I think, to longevity, Pete, is to keep moving. Once you sit down, You got to keep them their feet moving and keep stay above ground as long as you can. But yeah, it's still I'm still enjoying it. Still pulling on not as big fish as I used to, but I am tussling with them. I'm actually heading up to British Columbia and fish those sturgeon here at the end of next week.
You're an animal.
And you bet.
End of next week. But, yeah.
Yeah, and those sturgeon are like 500-600 pounds. Yeah, I've been up there with Cassidy.
Yeah. But when this, like I said, this lodge is incredible. I mean, it's just what they built in that jungle. I mean, there's the Darien Gap. I don't know if any of your listeners ever listened to Darien Gap, but you can drive all the way down from Alaska to the very tip of South America. But you don't want to go through the Darien Gap. It is nothing but dense jungle. Back when the Pablo Escobar days, the FARC, which is the the rebel group that was down there, was in the jungle. Very dangerous. And so you'd have to put your car or motorcycle or whatever on a ferry and take it into Colombia to avoid the Darien Gap. And it's still not so much as far as the dangers of the FARC, but the jungle itself is so thick there. It's just
The road.
There's a road. It's it's not paved.
Yeah,
but you
just mud.
You can do it.
Yeah. Crazy. Wait, Pete. So and Bill Boyce kind of runs the fishing fleet down there now, right?
Well, he's down there 6 weeks out of the year. He's down there for the okay. And that's one more thing that I'll talk before we hang up here is the black marlin are normally earlier in the year. For some reason, they've been around this year. And these blacks, we were getting were anywhere from 300 up to 500-600 pounds. The same thing with the blues, all released. And Bill Boyce, which I was shocked when I got off the plane that they used to bring people in from Panama City to the lodge itself. It's just a runway they put in the jungle. I get off the plane and there's Bill. I hadn't seen him since, the Fred Hall days.
Yeah.
And, he's there for 6 weeks out of the year for the blue marlin season and then for the black marlin season.
Wow.
And, he does a great job about talking to the fishing, and the guy knows everything about the doggone, the fishery itself. Yeah. I've been being a biologist, but,
Bill's an amazing
I'll tell
guy.
You, like I said, I'm going back next year.
Are you?
And,
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely going to go back. And the inshore fishery, which I haven't hit on right now, but, they've got the large quantity of the big Kubera snappers, rooster fish, and, of course, they've got the wahoo are there. And, I'm fishing with Doc. He likes big fish.
He likes the big fish, yeah. Him into going inshore?
Oh yeah, we got him one time inshore. But I was going to make one more note. His daughter, Alaya, she's just going to be 21, but she's been fishing with him since she was like 7. And when we were there, she had a little 320 pound blue marlin that she caught. And then, I got a text from Doc, yesterday that, which was his last day of fishing, she got a 400 pound black.
Wow.
It's quite
a fishery. So that's Tropic Star Lodge, and it doesn't come at a cheap price, right? It's not a cheap deal.
They do. This is their off season because of the rainy season. But we hardly hardly had any rain at all, and it rained at night. But during the day, I think we had one day for about 2 hours. But they got air conditioned cabins, so you could actually go in and sit down in the air conditioning if you want.
Wow.
And so that's
on the boats
during the rain. But yes, I if you guys got a little extra money, you want to do something extra special, but I'll tell you, the food was out of this world. Made to order breakfast.
Cool.
And like, great lunch on the boat.
So
and
cool.
Of course dinners were just a different
and how
dinner.
Many people at the lodge, Cassman?
At their when they're full, they can take around 60 people.
Ooh,
but
wow.
When we were about 40 and
40.
There
wow
and but
big operation.
Those boats yeah those yeah. Old big Bertrams are no I mean they're old but they look brand new
yeah
and,
that's cool
money and,
Well, Cass, man, it's great to hear from you, and great that you're still moving around and getting out there, and have fun catching those giant sturgeon up there, and make sure you catch one bigger than Gary's.
Oh, well, of course. That's Gary's always. I always got to get one bigger than Gary's.
Nice to hear from you, Cass, man. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
See you, Cass.
All right.
Bye,
Cass. Cass, man.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
Chat with you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
For sure. All right. Now, we have a mystery guest on hold. Good morning. Who is this? Who do we have?
Well, morning, Pete. Fred Huber.
Hey, Fred!
Fred!
It didn't come up on there. Hey, good morning, Fred. What's going on the Daily Double?
Morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. Well, we're getting ready to pull out on our 8:30 trip. Boy, I tell you, the kids go back to school, and I don't know what happens to the future. I know I helped my son move into college on Thursday, moved him into the dorms, but... God, I look at my calendar, it's the middle of August, and and it's warm, and I want to be out on the water, and the water's 73 degrees,
ooh,
and the calico bass are chewing, and it's like, where the heck is everybody? Chad Slager ran the boat yesterday. We had a couple of charters, and you know, the bait's been a little struggle this summer, and all he had was big sardines, and he almost had limits on both trips.
No kidding.
Of calico bass.
Wow.
Yeah. And God bless Everham Brothers Bait Company. They've been working their butts off trying to find something, and rumor has it we're going to get anchovies today.
Ooh,
nice quality anchovies, and I'm just, God, I'm so looking forward to today.
How big are With the bass fishing being as good as it has been with not the single most ideal bait, you must be licking your chops knowing you're about to go out there with a tank of chove. That's going to be huge.
Yes, the fins are set up, and I'm looking to knock it down.
That's awesome, Fred.
That sounds great. So if somebody wants to go on the Daily Double, what's the schedule?
8:30 to 2:30 is our morning trip, and the afternoon trip is 3 to 8:30.
Wow, nice and little twilight trip, huh?
We don't like that twilight label because twilight fishing to me is mostly in the dark. We're watching the sunset and then we're going home.
Yeah, that's such a cool. It's like the afternoon and early evening, and you know you get the best of the fishing time, and then you drive home after the traffic gets on
by. Watch a beautiful sunset.
I love it.
Boy, I bet the sunset's going to be beautiful tonight with these thunderstorms around and stuff. Oh boy,
it's going to be beautiful out there.
Absolutely. We love this time of year. We got lots of room tomorrow and our weekdays, you know, if you're not a kid in school and you got time to go fishing, look us up, please, because, I mean, it's August. It's August and I know we're kind of a tourist driven, industry on the half day, but, God, fishermen, come on. Where are you? There's good fish to be caught and we want to go, so come on down and join us.
All right, how do we do that?
That sounds good, man.
Oh, Point Loma Sport Fishing. Point Loma Sport Fishing, phone number 619-223-1627, or you can book online at pointlomasportfishing.com.
Fred Huber, Daily Double, man. Oh,
I'm going to run home, get a rod, and come back.
Yeah, no kidding. You got us fired up, Fred. Time to go fishing. And 3 o'clock this afternoon, is there room on the boat?
Yeah, no, I think we're sold out.
This afternoon? But you have room tomorrow.
Tomorrow is wide open.
Okay,
there it is.
Lots of room tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Fred. Have a great trip today and tonight, and maybe we'll see you down there tomorrow. So, again, 8:30 tomorrow morning and then 3 o'clock tomorrow, right?
That's us.
Okay.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Fred.
Daily Double. That sounds good, right?
How about that for a complete catch report?
Yeah.
You know, private boating, Cedros, all the way down to, you know, Panama, back up to local kelp. Man, this is a complete one.
Report.
And that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, you want to power your boat with the best, and that's Norisk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norisk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norisk batteries are packed with the cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine system today. Set up your system at norisklithium.com. lithiumnorse.com or go see the trolling motor to get you all dialed in with some new Norris lithiums.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you can set it all up at norselithium.com, too, if you want to set up your own system, too. And you have a great tech.
I thought so, yeah. It says, good morning, gentlemen. My question is, Shimano going to make the Talica 8 and Talica 10 in the new A versions? I'd love to get my hands on if and when they do. Also, my question for all you guys, which would you choose for a fly line anchovy for bluefin up to 40 pounds and kelp patty yellowtail? Shimano, as you know, is so secretive about whatever they do, but I cannot imagine that the 8 and 10 aren't the next in line to follow suit. Don't have any idea, but I would be shocked if we didn't see that next year. They've been every year at ICAST is when they've announced that they've done the new ones. This year, they did the Talica 50 in the A, and then they introduced a brand new Talica 40A. I would be shocked if we didn't see the 8 and 10 come for next year. I doubt that it will be until next year. I'm sure that's something that they'll probably save for ICAST. But I got no inside baseball. If I had the track, I would tell you. I don't know that, but I'm sure. And now choosing between the 8 and 10, that's a tough call, man. The Talica 10 is my favorite sized fishing reel that I own. It is my A number one.
It is so versatile. Ask Ron Lane what his favorite is.
I'm sure.
Talica 10.
That 10 is very versatile.
And for fishing, like he says, fishing 40-pound tuna, Talica 10, man.
Yeah.
Right there.
With that said, though, if you're buying this reel and wanting to catch tuna but needing to fish a chove, I'm with you. I might go the route of the 8. It's smaller. The spool is just going to weigh less. There's going to be less line. It's going to be easier for your bait to swim line off the reel. Like, if you're needing to fish a chove, say we get into that era, and you're still needing to catch big fish, the 8 is going to really come into its own. And especially now that we have things like 40-pound Max Quattro, where you can fish a 40-pound line that's got the diameter of thread, imagine fishing a short top shot of some 25-pound or 30-pound, even 40-pound Seaguar Gold attached to some 40-pound Max Quattro, that new Max 8. Dude, fly line bait, that thing's going to swim forever, and you'll be able to hook a fish on a two-speed that's got real power. Like, we've got some cool stuff in our favor if indeed the bait does switch around to going back to chove.
Do you have Max 8 in stock yet? It's coming. I know it's
the whole Shimano
the
squad was in yesterday, and we had a customer who's really wanting to get his hands on it for some salmon fishing, and I talked to Matt Towner, who's our savior with the Don Coffee Group that represents Shimano. The whole Shimano squad was in, even some guys from Japan. They were coming in, checking out the shop, asking us about things the next year. It has not shipped yet, but they just got it. Like Matt was telling me, like, they've got it. It's sitting on someone's desk and it's not even like entered into the system. So it's very close. We will have a spool that we're not supposed to have, sometime next week. So we'll have one spool of light stuff. So you'll get to come check it out. But in the next coming weeks, it'll come in all sizes.
It's supposed to be pretty amazing.
I can't wait, man. Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. And they have it in two colors, white. And then the multicolored every 25 feet.
Yeah, the multi.
Four colors.
The multi is the one that our customer's looking for. He's going salmon fishing up in Manta Ray and really wanted to have that. He bought a brand new Shimano Calcutta Conquest and built a cool Calstar 8, 850 XL, which isn't something they make, but Chris is so cool. He like, I'll make one for you. They took a 900 XL, chopped it, built the old school, cork grips like you used to fish on a lot of your rods, like a throwback, something that they don't make all the time. I said, Chris, this guy really wants this. Yeah, no problem, man. We'll make it for him. And they built it from the factory. Like, I love what's going on up there right
that's
now.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne, what reel would you use? What are you using?
I'll use that Talica 10.
The Talica 10.
Too. It's a workhorse.
It is. Thing, you can use it for everything. And you can catch a 100-pounder on it.
I've done it.
Yeah?
Cool.
Have you really?
On the 8 day.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild. Well, hey, as you can hear, we got a great show going on. Lots of great stuff coming up, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, talking about that last caller trying to decide between Talica 8 and 10, it makes you appreciate how great that Shimano Talica lineup is.
Yeah.
From a reel as small as an 8 to fly line a small bait but still catch a big fish, all the way up to the giant 40 and 50.
How about that new 40 and 50? Those things are amazing. So much smaller. That 40 is, like, so that's a game changer.
Yeah. The weird part is you still have Tranks and you have the Trinidad still. Yes. We haven't even talked about.
Yeah.
There's so many available options in here right now.
They have a lot of different things. And what's your favorite Tranks? We talked about the 400 and the 500.
You like 400, the 400? I love that 400 because it is, again, versatile for me.
Yeah.
You know, you can do inshore, offshore with it.
Catch a bass, catch a yellow, catch a tuna.
Yeah.
You know?
Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance, staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. This has been so much fun hanging with Wayne and Pete and myself.
Yeah.
And talking fishing.
And lots of fish reports.
This has been cool.
Yeah, it's a super fun show. And thank you for joining us today on Facebook and YouTube Live. Nice to see you guys. And also on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, you can always access 724 on YouTube, the videos, or on our app. You can get access on our Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. There's a button for that. And then also you can access all the archives. Adam does such a great job of getting the archives back up really quick.
So fast.
Download the archives. You listen to them during the week on your drive to work and stuff.
Well, the download was the one that I had to figure out. But it's when you're getting on a plane.
Yes.
It's so nice to be able to download and listen to it while you're on the plane.
Download and you listen, killing your time, listen to the Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and the same thing with the YouTube, too. If you want to watch it, too, you can watch it from the plane. And now a lot of planes have Wi-Fi, too, available, too.
Correct.
So you can actually download it there. But it's easier just to download it and have it on your
device. Worry about internet connections and being spotty when it drops.
Right. It's there. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's head down to the East Cape, Rick.
Hey, we got the man, our buddy Chris Moyers with Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina. We got the Baja Report with Chris. Chris, what's going on down there at Smokey's? I hear there's some good fishing to be had in the Cape right now.
Sure are. Pedro, Rick, Wayne, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
We are having a great, we just had a great week of fishing, guys. We're pretty much clicking on all cylinders. Hey, let's start talking with the tuna, man. We're back on track with the yellowfin tuna, 25 to 35 miles out, lots of limits. I would say the caveat there is that they're, you know, we're not seeing a lot of size, but beggars can't be choosers, and we're just happy to have them back. And, you know, the size will end up coming back, too, but lots of limits on tuna, 25 to 35 miles out, so you don't have to go too far. And I would say maybe in the 15 to 20 pound range are most of them. A few bigger ones mixed in. not too much bigger, but sardinas, hoochies, cedar plugs, all doing the trick there. Billfish bite, lots of sails, plenty of striped marlin, and they're pretty much everywhere. Not kind of like not really one hot spot. You know, they're spread out all over north, south, straight out. Still getting blues and even a few blacks were landed. You know, pretty much all say 99% release on all those billfish. But man, great billfish bite. Hey, also, we're starting to see more Dorado, which is a good thing, better late than never. And right there, close in off La Ribera most of the week, guys are catching lots of Dorado. Again, not too much size, but plenty of keepers, you know, into the 15, 20-pound range. Lots of releases there, but still action. Dorado action is always good. Man, we got into double digits in Wahoo, which we haven't seen – really good Wahoo recently, but man, we got into double digits, so Wahoo, and then man, rounding out the report, that rooster fish bite, we got to get Corey down here, I'm telling you, man, and they're everywhere. They're, you know, Pescadero, they're at right off Los Barulas, Leonero, right in front of Pops' house at Surgidero right there, on down to, you know, Lighthouse, and right before Cabo Como. Lots of rooster fish. Guys are catching those on the greenjack. Bait-wise, we've got lots of sardinas, ballyhoo, caballito, greenjacks. The water, you know, it's getting hot down here, guys. It's the hot season. We are, yeah, it's hot, but the water temp, you know, 85 to 88, so it's up there, man. Woo-hoo. But, man, what a great week of fishing. What a great week of fishing
that
down here,
great.
Guys.
Well, you get me all fired up, Chris, for our Let's Talk Hookup Rich Top, and now this year, Drew, Deb Veros. Deb, we sadly lost Deb this past year, and yeah. Team
oh,
No Bananas.
Man,
and so we renamed our fall tournament, October 9th to the Rich Top Deb Veros, Fall Spectacular.
I love that,
in honor of Deb and our great friend Rich. And that's going to be super fun. I know Team No Bananas, Drew's going to be there along with the, sister and the whole Team No Bananas is going to be down there, and of course all the tops are all going to be down there, and it's again sponsored by Statewide Stripes. He's throwing in $1,000 cash, and the top family's throwing in $1,000 cash, so lots of cash up available, along with great prizes and trip back to Palmas de Cortez available. And I understand there might be a spot or two available too on that, but my question is, is Vaquera available for that tournament?
You know what? I've got to check that. I'm telling you, October, we are booking up a lot of days in October, but I'm definitely saving a day for you and the boys, Pedro, Mark,
okay,
and your brother-in-law, Cleveland.
Yeah. Save that
Cleveland
Monday
John.
For us.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. He's going to save that for you. But we are booking up a lot, but I will double-check that and text you. But we got a lot of trips booked up for October.
Oh, that's great. But it's still available in September and end of August here?
Yeah,
at Vaquera?
September we've got plenty of dates. You know, it's the hot season, and it's you know, it's the hot time. But we've got plenty of dates available in September. And but yeah, man, we're actually not fishing today. We're doing a little bit of shining her up, maintaining her. We got fishing tomorrow and the next few days, but fishing's great. So, and I'm sure it's going to be awesome in October, just like it always is.
Oh,
I mean, that's one of the best months of the year to come down.
Great
and fish,
weather,
so
great
looking
fishing.
Forward to that.
So, big question for you, Chris, is we need some hurricanes up here, and I know you guys don't want hurricanes. What's the story? I mean, I know you study those hurricane patterns. What's the story this year? No hurricanes, huh?
Not yet, man. I mean, well, there have been some, but they're just not coming our way, which is, you know, I was starting to get a little nervous there because the water temp, you know, that water temp is fuel for those hurricanes, and that's kind of like Hurricane Alley, that Cia Cortez. But we've been really lucky so far, but I don't want to – I'm knocking on wood right now. I don't want to
– Don't
jinx it, right? I mean, there's going to be something – there's going to be some stuff brewing out there, but we keep a close eye. But, man, it's been relatively quiet, and you know, being the slow season and all, we're kind of doing some construction and expansion projects at Smokies, and we're like, you know, we've got two – really high-powered generators that we run, and I've got them all tuned up and ready to go, and we're going to build a big bodega for them and cover them up and doing all kinds of stuff. We're doing some construction on the bar. We're going to open up a mixology craft cocktail bar.
Whoa.
You know, this time of year is when you got to do it. going to be opening up a deli inside the restaurant there. So just gearing up. But, yeah, always always looking forward to the tournament in October. Seeing you guys is one of the best times of year for me, and having some fun with you down here.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, if somebody wants to book Vaquero or come to Smokies, how do we find you?
Go to vaquerasportfishing.com, V-A-Q-U-E-R-A.com, sportfishing.com, sorry. And you can call me at 858-231-1358 or get a hold of me via email at bajasmokedog2gs@gmail.com.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that Baja report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Can't wait. Take care.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Wayne, you have a great text, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we use our applications for everything. So here's one that says, great show, guys. What's the best source for checking swell for our small boat guys, mainly for the inshore kelp fishing? My little whaler doesn't get my whaler doesn't get beat up, and neither do I. That's from TV Metal Art, the man who just
who
made your big sign there.
It's a good question. Yeah. What do you use, Wayne?
I use all of the apps. That's the thing. You know, Windy has a small part in there. I still use Buoy Weather. Those are my two good ones.
Yeah.
Same. I'm a Windy guy. Yeah. For me, you're right. Swell is certainly part of it, but really wind is kind of everything for us. Like a big swell with no wind is kind of no big deal. Maybe not if you're fishing boiler rocks or things like that, but for the type of fishing that I do the most, it's all about wind. And Windy does have a swell model in there, which because if it is windy, then all of a sudden the swell does play a big part of things. So, but I'm a windy guy, and I pay for the extended service on windy.
Yeah, it's worth it.
And it's worth it.
The
premium.
You can put all the pieces together is why. It gives you all the different pieces all in one spot, instead of having to go to different ones.
Dave from the Tomahawk turned me on to Vantusky, V-A-N-T-U-S-K-Y.
One more time.
Vantusky, V-A-N-T-U-S-K-Y. I'm finding it more accurate than windy.
Get out.
That's hard to do. And wind. And especially like when I'm up in Montana, the wind's like, you don't want to be on a drift boat out on the lake when the wind's blowing.
You don't get to fire up the motor and run.
It's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate for up there, and it's super accurate for down here. And I'm finding it to be a little bit better. I think it's $8 a year.
Really?
Oh, that's something like that. So check it out. V-A-N-T-U-S-K Wave.
And we used a Windy when we were down in Cedros. It was spot on.
Yeah, no, and Windy's good. Windy's really good. And I think they use pretty much the same models. But Dave turned me on to that, and he says, we're finding this a little more accurate.
That's good. That's good to know.
It's always good to know the new ones that are coming out. They get better.
Yeah. The nice thing about that, Windy, is that, you know, obviously weather changes is what weather is. But, you know, when you're planning a trip in advance, you know, you can look 10 days out. And it might not be exact at 10 days, but it's going to give you an idea of what you need to pack in terms of travel and things like that. You know, when you're going to Sitka, you can see 10 days away, like, okay, it's going to be wind, it's going to be not, like, you know, or ever. Cedros, like, you can kind of start to plan in your mind, hey, I think I want to make the run over Benitos, and it looks like Wednesday is going to be our day to do it. It just gives you a little bit of planning ahead of time.
But if you're going to Alaska and you're looking 10 days out, it has no clue what's going on. It has no clue what's going on 2 days
ahead. When we planned for our Katmai trip, I mean, I watched every day. The weather forecast showed, at one point, it was sunny every day and 75 degrees. A couple of days later, it showed wind and rain for every single day of the trip. Then when we got there, it showed wind and rain for most of the trip. It ended up not raining at all. Yeah. It was 20 degrees colder than it forecasted. Like, it wasn't even close. And then we're talking the day of. Yeah. Like,
The further north you go, the less accurate the forecast, because the conditions change. I find the same thing in Montana. It's not as bad as Alaska or British Columbia or something, but it's not as reliable further out. Like down here, 7 days out, it's pretty accurate, you know? I'd say 80%, maybe 70%, something like that. Up there, it's maybe 20%.
When we were at Katmai, I was talking to Bob about it. He goes, you want to know what the weather is? You look outside that morning. And even still, that's not very accurate of what your day is going to be. He's like, you can plan all you want because it's Alaska. Yeah. It's just going to give you what it gives you. It might be beautiful. It might be stormy. Dress accordingly and go fishing.
Yeah, wear your layers. I think the only thing that I used when I was up in Alaska was more the radar. for the rain and stuff because you needed to know when those squalls were going to come through. Yeah.
The old saying in Alaska, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Boy, it's the truth, man.
Hey, before we run out of time, Wayne, I know you're retired, but what's been your involvement in CCA and the conservation? And throw a big congratulations out to Eric Landesfine, too, for being hired by
awesome,
CCA.
Yep.
Great guy. And I think what a perfect pick that Chris made there on a co-director. Now, what is Eric's role?
He's going to be the assistant director, and he's going to have Central North.
Central North.
So they're going to split it up.
So Tony's still
going to
be
LA South.
So Tony's going to be south, and Eric will be north?
Correct.
Okay.
And then he's also going to pick up other things, right? So Tony's picking up the hatchery program, broodstock program. She's going to start working with us on – well, she's already picked up the grow-out operations, so she's picking up certain more responsibilities. She's going to pick up some of the government relations. Eric wants to do not only the chapter development, the fundraising. He's going to pick up the Star Tournament next year as the full-time guy for that. And then – probably, I assume he's going to get into some government relations too over time.
What issues are we facing now?
It never ends. You know, the best part, I think, if you guys didn't hear what happened up at the Fish and Game Commission this last week, they admitted that they had made some mistakes on some of their findings on their quote science, and that even the Pacific Fisheries Management Council had to backpedal. So they opened up the depth restrictions for Central North. They combine Central back together instead of having them split because of the quillback issue. And then so they're going all depth for the rest of the year up in Northern California. Down here, they combine the Sunset with the Vermilion because people are misidentifying too much. So we're doing that, and it's a two-bag limit. But what they're finding is that what we've been saying, we aren't lying to them about what we're seeing on the water, and the models don't always show when you're lacking data. And the problem is it's always historical data. So that doesn't always tell you the forward trend. We notice the forward trends because we are on the water and we have the historical knowledge.
Yeah.
Right? This cycle change that we're going through with the bait.
Listen to the people that spend the time on the water.
And it's very true. If you look at the things that we've been going up against, it was white sea bass they were trying to cut down or take a bag limit on or a size change. They were doing the California halibut. They tried to come after us, and they did for the grunion, taking it down to a bag limit. And look at the phenomenal grunion runs that we had this year. And then just lately they went after sand bass. And look at what we saw on sand bass. We told them we were past that cycle change. So it's coming around, you know, this is just progress. We gotta evolve on it. We're gonna have to
stay involved.
Always stay involved.
Yeah.
And we're doing it at a lot of levels now.
Yeah, and so it's nice to have a full team of three top-notch experts.
Yeah, that's
great. Chris, you have Tony, and now you have Eric Landesfine, which is really great. Yeah. And you're still involved.
Still involved. I'm still passionate about my fishery, man.
Yeah.
And I'm still got things I haven't gotten done yet. So we're making headways.
We talked about great shows coming up here on Let's Talk Hookup and guests and stuff like that. The when Ricky and I are both going to be gone, that would be on September 20th and 21st. Eric Cord and Craig Schumann from the Department of Fish and Wildlife on the 20th. Eric Cord called me, reached out to me. He's the Chief Director of Fish and Wildlife here in San Diego, right?
Eric Cord is the Assistant Deputy for Law Enforcement Marine.
Enforcement,
so he's the top dog on the Marine and Law Enforcement side.
Yeah, and then Craig Schumann is
Director of Marine Division.
Of Marine Division.
Correct.
These are the two
those
top
are heavy
dogs.
Hitters.
Those are the top dogs. Eric's going to be here. Craig is going to be on the phone. But those guys want to talk about lobsters because they love their lobsters.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so
cool.
That's what. But they'll talk about all the issues, right? Yeah. But that's going to be a great show. You combine that with Corey and Wayne here with those two guys,
and
that's going to be quite the show to
look forward
to.
One thing you don't know, too, is Corey's a lobster nut. Like, Corey
loves
lobster diving.
Oh, yeah.
He was a huge hoop netter in the day.
Yeah.
Now he likes to, you know, go swimming for him. Like, that's going to be a really good show.
But they'll talk about other issues, too. And,
sure.
I mean, addressing all
endless.
Kinds of, there's going to be, so there's a lot to look forward to. We have a
Absolutely.
Lot of great guests coming up here.
And talking about the lobster opener's coming up, right?
It's September 26th. End of September.
Friday, September 26th at 6 p.m. is the lobster opener.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, lobster cards are $12.45 now.
Are they?
Yeah.
You already bought yours?
Not yet.
Not yet. I haven't bought mine either. So Wayne, Ricky, you have a good text, I guess.
I had a text I wanted to read to from a really good buddy of ours, Charlie, that comes fishing with us in Sitka every year, and this was just like an opportunity for a listener. He said, hey, guys, I'm really hoping you could help me out. I have a 3.5-day trip available, super short notice. Medical reason I can't go. It's leaving this Sunday, August 24th, and I have already made the reservation, and you're welcome to it. He said he's going to eat it, so he's going to sell it to somebody at half price if they want it.
Whoa!
$750 bucks for a 3-day trip.
On what?
He didn't say, same, but Charlie's great guy. He goes to Sitka with us every year, and I just wanted to read that out. And if you want to get in touch with Charlie, his phone number is 310-702-5726. So
read that again.
It is a 3.5-day. It leaves this Sunday at 7 p.m. So tomorrow, returns on the 28th at 6 a.m. $750 bucks for a $1,500 trip. His phone number, 310-702-5726.
If somebody wants to grab that up and go fishing.
Yeah.
How about that?
But a great dude, and love to return a favor for a good buddy of the show.
Hey, I just want to do a quick shout out too. We got Jamie Diamond out of Santa Barbara Sport Fishing Coral Sea in Stardust. She just got appointed to the Pacific Fisheries Management Council seat, taking Mark Rolnick's seat for the recreation.
Wow, that's huge.
It's huge.
Jamie is amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. And she is going to do so much for us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right. Cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell. Ann's going to have a clean truck when it's over, too. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards. During Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event, from now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new, eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A tough fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Catine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner going fishing on the Mission Bell and the Summit Gasoline Car Wash. We have a caller and a texter both ready to go, and today we are going to a texter. Congratulations, DJ in San Diego. You are going fishing on board the Mission Bell, and you're going to have a fresh car wash from Summit. Congratulations.
Congratulations. DJ. Hey, Wayne, you're awesome, man.
Yeah, great
Your
job,
first
Wayne.
Time running the board here, and you
I
did a
do
great
that.
Job. You're a master.
That's 2 hours in radio,
yeah.
man.
You did a great job, and we appreciate that. And thank you for being here, and thanks for all your work you continue to do on all the projects that need to be done by CCA California.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Still
you.
A passion.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah, for sure. And so much. So what's next for you?
What's next? We got meetings coming up again. It's never ending.
You still going to the meetings?
I still do meetings. Yeah.
Are you really?
I was just in Sacramento last week and made some meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. And
yeah.
we're, you know, a lot of controversy going on up in Sacramento right now with the legislators. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and you have to stay on it so
yeah.
bad. I mean, with our governor and what he is, it's just, it's scary what could happen in California.
Yeah. It's noise that we don't need because there's so many important issues that we really want to focus
yeah,
on right now.
For sure.
We're working on legislation for next year already, and then we're working on some petitions and stuff, so
yeah.
we'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, but before we go, Pete Gray, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Congratulations
big
on
7-0.
That. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, Tommy P this
that,
week
huh?
and Chris
yeah,
Redondera.
Yeah.
Three birthdays coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, happy birthday, everyone. And Jen Ireland today.
Yeah.
And then Pamela Benson on the same day as Tommy P, so yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. And we will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Frank Lopresti will be here. That's going to be a great show. Rick and I myself will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here. Let's Talk Hookup on YouTube, Facebook Live, 97.3 The Fan, and, of course, that Let's Talk Hookup app.